Unit 4. Recording 4.3. Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Adam. We're presenting on someone you might have heard of before, Malala Yousafzai. We chose her because she is an example of how one person can make a difference in the world.
Thanks, Emily. I'm going to talk a little bit about Malala's early life. She was born in Mingora, Pakistan on July 12, 1997, and her parents named her after Afghanistan's national heroine, who was a poet and warrior woman. Malala is the oldest child in her family, and she has two brothers. Her father was a school teacher and an activist for education, and he taught at a girls' school. He helped shape Malala through his example of activism and by helping to educate her.
Unfortunately, in 2008, the Taliban, a religious militant group, took over Malala's town in Pakistan. They immediately made laws against television and music and said that girls couldn't go to school anymore. During that time, Malala had one of the first opportunities to make her voice heard. This was because she was asked to write an anonymous blog for a major news source describing what life was like under Taliban control. She continued to write the blog until the Taliban eventually allowed girls to go to school again.
Malala knew that everyone deserves the right to an education, so she started giving speeches about education for girls. She became recognizable from her public appearances, and she began receiving death threats. Then, on October 9th, 2012, she was on the bus going home from school when a masked Taliban gunman got on the bus and shot her. She was only 15 years old.
A bullet hit Malala on the left side of her head, her neck, and her shoulder, and she lost consciousness. Two other girls were also wounded in the attack, but they both survived. People weren't sure if Malala was going to survive. She was unconscious for 10 days while she had operations. Then she woke up in a hospital in England, where her family had had to relocate to get her treatment. Miraculously, Malala was able to fully recover.
What would you do if you had a second chance at life? I'll talk about what Malala has chosen to do with hers. She has tried to make important world changes for good. For example, in 2013, she started the Malala Fund, a charity focused on giving girls educational and life opportunities. Then, in December 2014, at age 17, she became the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of her activism for education rights. She studied philosophy, politics, and economics at the University of Oxford and graduated in 2020 and got married in 2021, and she continues to fight for education and equality for girls.
So you can see from what we've heard that Malala is an amazing person who has really made an impact on the world, even though she wasn't born into a rich or famous family, and she's still quite young. And just like Malala, you all can make an impact on the world too. Thank you.